USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
So I issued travel restrictions on that day, even though nobody died, and I got brutalized over it by the press because I was way too early. I shouldn't have done it. Brutalized by the press. But, you know, sort of I've been brutalized for the last 4 years.
At the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump setting the record straight with the mainstream media, showing a video with clips from many Democrats and Republican lawmakers, too, praising the president and the administration for how it has conducted itself during the coronavirus crisis. Now, in this video, you hear from New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman.
He was accused of making a racist move. At the end of the day, it was probably effective.
California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls. He reaches out. He's been proactive.
And the Democratic governors of New York and New Jersey, Cuomo and Murphy.
His team is on it. They've been responsive.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy-to-eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A very interesting medical nugget out of the daily White House coronavirus briefing from Dr. Deborah Birx, who addresses the 19 states where cases are relatively low in our country. She says the hot spots in these states, nursing homes.
But I do want to call out the 19 states that aren't ever represented in these graphics, and by and large, the states have been continuing to do containment and outbreak investigation. And I've been able to talk to many of those states, and I would just remind all of us, when I talk to each one of these state health officials, where they are finding outbreaks are in nursing homes. And so we really need to continue to protect and we continue to test in nursing homes because we know that that's a particularly vulnerable group. And it's a group where often now that we're beginning to understand asymptomatic transmission, no one is intending to pass the virus on to others.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To Capitol Hill, where Democrats and Republicans at odds over the next coronavirus stimulus bill, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Congress is starting off the week seemingly miles apart on an interim coronavirus bill to boost small businesses. Republican leaders are pushing for a $250 billion aid package that would go right to small businesses. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders are pushing to expand and include more money that will go to hospitals and state and local governments. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, tells Fox News,
"And I hope that the Democrats will come to their senses this week. We put funding into hospitals and the state and city governments for their responses to this virus just in this same legislation a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, the only program that's at risk of running out of money are the small business loans."
And First Lady Melania Trump with some advice for children during the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
First Lady Melania Trump sharing some advice for kids to help them get through the coronavirus pandemic.
"I encourage you to read books, continue to learn, healthy chores, and share some laughter with your family.
It comes as children around the nation are not in school. Some won't return to the classroom at all this spring. Some might not start on schedule in the fall." The First Lady finishing her video with, "We are all in this together." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.